to the Umbilical Cord of the Gourd. I'm Michelle, and on the other side of my screen is Maggie.
Hi, I'm Maggie.
Who is going to be telling us some wild and wonderful stories today. And actually, I have absolutely no idea what Maggie's going to tell me today. Usually, we talk about it a little bit beforehand, but I'm very interested to find out what you've been thinking about, Maggie.
Yeah, one is because I think the story is funny, and two, you're gonna meet one of the main characters of it in a few weeks.
I'm so excited.
So I'm gonna be visiting Michelle with a friend of mine who I met in grad school in Germany. His name is Nicholas, and then several of our friends went for a week to Vienna, his hometown, just to hang out and do fun things, and a few shenanigans ensued. So I have two specific stories, but I have a feeling that other stories will come about. For anyone who doesn't know me, who just found this podcast, I live right now in Germany and I'm doing and I'm studying there. So all my friends are international and are studying in Germany. And so,
but you're not right now.
Not right now. Well, right now I'm in Texas.
So I have not met this Nicholas character, and I'm very excited because the reason why that he was coming to the United States to go on this random road trip with you. Can you tell everybody?
Yeah. So I'm doing a fellowship in the US right now and in Austin. I'm borrowing a car from a friend in Florida, and I knew I would need to get that car back to Florida. So I kind of, as soon as I had that plan, I texted him and I said, "Hey, do you want a road trip with me?" Initially thinking it would just be Austin, New Orleans, Florida, we're done. It's turned into a whole different beast at this point. But the reason I thought that he would want to go on this road trip is that he wanted to go to New Orleans because everyone wants to go to New Orleans because it's awesome. But two, he told me that his life would not feel complete unless he saw Jacksonville, Florida. And that's just a sentence that no one had ever said. No one. Just not a single other brain in the world.
Did he have specific things he wanted to see in Jacksonville, or just say that he had been in Jacksonville?
His his favorite movie is Ash versus Evil Dead.
Oh. Then him and Derek will get along very well.
I think they're going to get along swimmingly. And apparently the reboot TV series, one of the seasons is set in Jacksonville, and it starts with a party at a bar that is not a real bar, but I know that bar. I know exactly what the fuck bar this this party and this movie. He made me watch the first 5 minutes of this. There's a lot of chainsaw arms. There's a scenic shot of the Jacksonville skyline, and he apparently was I have to go here.
What was the first weird thing that he did that drew you into becoming his friend?
Oh, okay. I don't know if this is the first weird thing, but this was a story he told me once that I'm going to butcher. Maybe when he's in Memphis, we can have him retell it for the pod. But he told me a story once during a Zoom study session where we were trying to figure out how a mapping software worked, where he had a girlfriend who was in South Korea and he was going to visit her, and she asked him to bring her a dildo from Germany.
What?
And he had a 24-hour layover in Wuhan. And I think Wuhan's one of the only airports where they actually let you leave the airport without a special visa. So he went out and had a day in China and came back through airport security, and he had kept the dildo in his carry-on luggage.
Uh-huh.
And so the Chinese version of the TSA was what is this? And he doesn't speak any Chinese and they didn't speak any English. So he had to act out what a dildo was.
Oh my gosh. Did they take it?
No, they let him take it. He got it into South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Which my follow-up questions were, one, are there just not, are there not dildos in South Korea?
I think it's probably German quality dildos.
Oh, yeah. Germans have the best. Actually, I've never bought a German dildo. I've only...
Wow.
Anyways, that's too much information for you folks at home.
This podcast is rated PG.
Yes. I mean, the thing is, if a child listened to this, they wouldn't be oh my gosh, they're talking about dildos. They would be what's a dildo?
But nowadays, children have phones with internets, which is a different setup. Yeah.
The times, they are a-changing.
Okay, so what's the first story?
Well, I gave like a lot of intro on Nicholas because he's one, he was the leader of our tour, and two, he's gonna meet you. But can I tell you some other characters in the story?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And these are all other kids in your program, or
yeah, okay. They're like my classmates. There are four other people in the story. Also, like everyone is from a different country almost, so that's fun. There's me. My name is Maggie. I'm from the United States of America. There's also my friend Liz, who is from Colombia and who hated me for a while because of something I said in class that like wasn't 100% clear, which she then interpreted to like, Maggie thinks Americans are better than everyone.
Oh, no.
So she spent about 8 months hating me. And then like a very long time later, I was like, if I ever said anything to like offend you at all. And she was like, one time you did.
What did you say?
Basically what I said, we were in a class talking about like vulnerability to climate disasters and talking about like avenue, like parts of vulnerability. This is very annoying. Talking about like niche parts of vulnerability that we've overlooked throughout the class. And one of the things I said is that like when we haven't talked a lot about the like labor of being poor and how being poor is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And what I meant was I'm American. My context is American. And like the people that I worked with in my previous job spent a lot of time, like being poor is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And what came out of my mouth was being poor in America is a lot more work. I meant than being not poor in America. She thought I meant that like being poor in America is like a lot harder than being poor anywhere else. And so we shouldn't care about poor people who don't live in America, which is just a silly thing to think or say. And so she was like, I'm done with you. She's very like, she hates people. And I was a person she hated for a while.
And like anybody that has listened to any minute of this podcast understands that we're not good at words.
Nah, I just like say shit sometimes and it like I think I did it well and I didn't. So that's Liz. She's also very uncoordinated in very specific ways that will be important later. And then there's my friend Jaron, who is Indian, but he doesn't like when I tell people that he's Indian. We went on this trip, we got on the train, the train ticket lady was like checking and he wasn't with me, and I said, I also have a ticket for a friend. He is an Indian guy. And I told Jaron, I told this woman that he was from India. And he was like, why did you tell her that? And I was like, because you are. And he was like, I don't know. Tell her I'm from Mexico next time. So then at one point on this trip, we met a stranger. And the stranger was like, where are you from? And he was like, I'm from Mexico. And the stranger was like, where in Mexico? And he went, and he couldn't think of a single city in Mexico. And the capital of Mexico is Mexico City. So that's him. And then my friends Afifa and Mirage, and what's fun is Mirage might actually listen to this podcast because I told him about this podcast once and he listened to a few episodes and told me it was very funny for anyone who isn't sold yet. He thinks it's funny.
This random person you've never met thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Give us a 5-star rating.
They're from Bangladesh and they're married.
Bangladesh.
Their food is the best. That country just has the best food.
Anyway.
Anyways, they are, Afifa likes to go to bed at like 10 p.m. and wake up at 5 in the morning. And we're just different in this way. And we decided to share an Airbnb that we thought would be two rooms, but it was just one creatively shaped room. And it was in a hostel called Africa Hostel, just in the middle of Austria. Okay, so this is the band of people that we are with. I have two stories.
Do the thing again where you have random words and I pick a word.
Do you want them to be words that you know or words that you don't know?
Words that are funny sounding.
So I can tell you German words.
No.
Okay.
Because all German words are funny sounding to me.
So schnitzel is one of them.
I like how you're like, I'm not going to use German words.
Well, yeah, like schnitzel.
I know schnitzel, but I thought that was a funny detail to point out.
Well, like, my other one was going to be Griesling, which, like, that's way more German than Schnitzel. Fine. Okay. Chicken. Then first word is chicken.
Okay. But now I know it's Schnitzel. It's tainting my choice.
Do you? Do you know it's Schnitzel?
All right. What's my other choice?
Daddy.
I want the Schnitzel story because I want to wait to find out what daddy is.
Okay. I think this is also like the proper logical order.
Okay.
One of the days when we were there, and Afifa and Mirage did their own thing. So it was just me, Sharan, the Mexican Indian guy, Liz. We decided to go, like, Nicholas was like, wanted to take us on this hike outside of the city in like a wine region. It was not the Alps. It was just like a nice hill outside the city. And then there's a nice view from atop. And then you can like go to a restaurant and like have just like relax for a really long time and drink wine and eat cheese and shit. So we hike up there and Charon's foot, like he broke it or something.
What? During or?
Like beforehand, like a few weeks before.
And you thought hiking would be the best thing for this
foot. The thing is, like, we are all the kings and queens of our own destiny. And that king decided that he would go for a hike with a broken foot. But he ended up, like, after about 15 minutes, he was like, I'm going to take a bus. So, like, he just took a bus to the top. We met him. And we tried to go to this place that Nicholas had been before that had a really nice view where you could eat while looking out. The problem is it was closed. So we just went to kind of the only place that was open. And we get there. And this is the fun twist because, Michelle, you really thought that chicken only referred to schnitzel. But actually, this restaurant was like a bit of a farm vibe. And so there were like five chickens just wandering around the premises.
Describe the chickens.
They like honestly, like these chickens had diversity on lock. They were chickens of many colors. There was one black chicken. There were like a red and white chicken. They also like had some like body size differences, right? It was very body positive chicken farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're like, oh, great. There are chickens. And at first they were kind of hiding. They were like in the bushes or like you could hear them walk. They had like bells on their necks. You could hear them walking. And you were like, wow, this is such like a nice, quaint, we're at a farm vibe. And then we sit down, we order. And for longtime listeners, you might be familiar with the game, What Are the Odds? Basically, it's a dare game, and if you lose the game, you have to do the dare. So I proposed Nicholas poop on a chicken.
Wait.
What? The chickens kept walking under our chairs, and something in the conversation led to, what if you just pooped through your wire chair onto the chicken?
Without taking your pants off.
I mean, the logistics weren't hammered out. Like, if he wanted to poop with his pants on and, like, put a chicken up his pants, cool. Feels impractical. But he didn't do it.
What?
But this is probably my least favorite thing about him is that he does not actually do dares that he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Once he gave me a dare and it was basically, like, show my boob in class and then text something over Zoom about my nipple. And I was like, I'll show my boob, but I'm not going to text, like, send it in the chat because then it's there, right? The boob, I can be like, oh my gosh, I thought I turned my camera off. But, like, if I type, like, my nipple itches into the Zoom chat, my teachers are going to be like, well, what the fuck?
I think I would, like, throw it into, like, the middle of a very long and boring paragraph.
Oh, that's clever. I didn't think about that. But also, like, so both of those are really out there things, pooping out a chicken and showing your boob in class. But one time we were at a bar and he lost and he was supposed to stick his finger in someone else's nose and he didn't even do that.
What?
Right?
I would even have done that.
I did it that night. I was like, look how easy it is, and just shoved my finger in someone's nose.
You're on another level with the amount of gross things you'll do for a dare. So
you're not wrong. So then we order. And we all, like, maybe not all of us. I think one person did something different. But three of the four of us made the really, morally questionable choice and order chicken schnitzel for dinner. Like, we order it and then immediately all think like, oh, this is maybe politically incorrect. Like, this is insensitive of us as we're surrounded by just happy chickens to just be eating another chicken. But I will say that, like, one, several things to say about these chickens. They were used to people being at this restaurant, so they were too comfortable being around people. So they started off sort of in the bushes, and then, like, throughout the meal, they started coming a little closer, and there was, like, rocks down underneath where the tables were. We were eating outside. Obviously, we were eating outside. There were chickens. And the chickens were, like, pecking around, like, looking for food.
Looking for pieces of chicken.
Exactly. Like, these were cannibal chickens. But then they started getting, like, kind of more aggressive. Like, they would, like, walk towards us. People in the podcast can't. I'm going to do it for you, Michelle, and then I want you to describe what I'm doing. So this is, like, a normal chicken walk.
This is just a chicken kind of bopping its head, walking around.
They would, like, walk. Yeah, exactly. And then, like, as the meal went on, they would be, like,
this is like a fighting chicken. Kind of like maybe like an ostrich.
Yeah, chickens with ostrich energy, probably because they were cannibals. So, but like by the end of it, like my last two bites of the schnitzel, I literally was like cutting it as fast as I could and then just like shoving it into my mouth because I was like, it has to get off my plate because these chickens are going to get me. So the meal ends. Everything is fine. No one's been attacked by a chicken. The server / restaurant owner, like there were like two guys working there, is like very, he's wearing lederhosen, but there are two kinds of lederhosen.
Okay.
There are the kind that people wear to like events once a year. Like if they go to Oktoberfest or like they're in a folk band, maybe they wear it like once a month when their band performs at some beer hall. And then there are the lederhosen that you wear every day. You have one pair of pants. You wear that pants every day of your life.
What percentage of people like actually wear lederhosen not for special occasions?
It very much depends on where you are. So like I live in a part of Germany where like no one, literally I don't know anyone who owns lederhosen because we don't, like no one in my area wears them. If you're like in a city like Munich or Vienna, you're more likely to wear them maybe like six times a year. Like you have them, you like them, but they're not like all the time. If you get to these like small villages in Bavaria or in Austria, it's like not uncommon that people just wear them as clothes.
Because they are clothes.
Lederhosen are just leather pants. That's all that means. They're leather pants. So this guy was wearing his leather pants, and they were the kind that, like, cut off at the knee. And you could tell that, like, they had like, morphed to the exact shape of his body over the years. Just a real happy guy. So he came up, and he asked how we wanted to pay. We told him we wanted to pay separately. So he starts telling us how much it is. So I pick up my backpack. It's under my chair. I get my wallet out. And then I realize while these chickens were like attacking us, one of them had pooped on my backpack.
They enacted their revenge.
Yes. They heard us talking about how we wanted to poop on them. And they were like, ha, 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 ha. Look at the power we have. So they shit on my backpack.
Imagine if chickens actually laughed.
Oh, I hate it. But the problem is not only did they poop on my backpack, I wasn't expecting there to be poop on my backpack and it had been under my chair. So I had pulled my backpack up through my legs to get to my wallet and I was wearing shorts because it was summertime. I had smeared chicken poop all over my inner thighs.
But at least it wasn't on your pants. Like you wash off your legs.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I did. And it was a lot. Maybe many chickens had pooped. They might like there might have been like a collective action, like community organizing happening to get chicken shit on my backpack.
That's real activism.
So I have to go to the bathroom, but I can't just walk to the bathroom to wash the poop off my thighs because I have pretty thick thighs. So that would just rub the poop into my skin as like a moisturizer.
Maybe it's like a very good, you know, good thing for your skin. One of my friends put snail goo on her face. That's just as ridiculous.
That's actually fucking absurd. Okay, I really liked what we did with the chicken. I'm going to act out exactly how I walked.
All right. But Maggie's still doing the chicken bop with her head. For anyone who doesn't have the visual, which is everybody except for me, Maggie is also wearing a shirt that has a cat riding a dolphin. And now she's just hiking up her britches, and she's kind of squat walking like a, maybe kind of like a frog across the room. And there you have it.
I think also the fun thing is I have no idea how you describe that. And I'm not going to ask you. So also at one point somebody was like, are you doing this for exercise? And I said, no, a chicken pooped on me.
Were you the only person that got pooped on out of that group?
Yes! Just me. Because of course it was just me. Because who else has a chicken poop on them? No one. It's just me.
Who else dares somebody to poop on a chicken? I think you deserved it.
I think Nicholas deserved it.
He didn't poop on them. You wanted him to poop on them.
Yeah, you're right. I deserved it. So I get into the bathroom and I start washing the poop off my inner thighs. I'm like, I'll wash it off and then like I'll do a double check and new poop will have emerged. I don't know where this new poop came from. I finally realize that there's poop on my pants, and like the reason it keeps reappearing is that like I then shift position and my pants move and my pants get poop on my. So I take my pants off. Also, like I'm in a public bathroom with several stalls, just not wearing pants at this point, washing chicken poop into the sink where people wash their hands. Anyways, I finally get all the chicken poop off me. I walk, and like also I had to wash my pants off. So now it just looks like I peed myself. But there's no chicken poop anywhere. I like gave my hands the thoroughest wash they've ever washed.
Does chicken poop smell?
Yes.
In what way?
It smells like poop, but like leafy poop.
Okay. Well, but like cows eat a lot of grass and their poop smells bad.
I've smelled calf.
How many different poops have you smelled?
No, I'm thinking like I've driven past a pasture and been like, oh, that smells like poop. But I've never been like one-on-one with cow poop.
Oh.
Like I've smelled cat poop and been like, what? Cat poop is the worst.
Cat poop is probably the worst, yeah.
Cat poop is the worst.
Baby poop is bad.
Yeah. Chicken poop's actually like on the scale of poop smells pretty mild. Okay, so I come out of the bathroom, out of the building. My friends are still sitting at the table, just like laughing. Also, like with the restaurant owner about how much poop I had on me and how absurd this was. We like get all our stuff together, start to leave, and on our way out, the restaurant guy walked by and asked in German something, and Nicholas said to the group, like, "Hey, do you guys want shots?" And we said, yes. And I specifically said, like, yeah, like, I could really use a shot right now. And my friend Sharon, who is from India, but also he's definitely from Mexico, was like, yeah, shots? Yeah. So we go inside. And this is when I need to remind you that at the beginning of the pod, I explained that this was a very, like, multinational group. And with many accents, shots and shorts sound the same, especially accents with like a British leaning. So like we go in, the restaurant dude pours us shots of like some like house liquor.
Some what?
Yeah, I guess this is not something you can have in America. He pours the shots and Sharon is like, oh, shots. I thought he wanted to give us new pants. This is what I want to call back to. The fact that the guy was wearing lederhosen.
Oh.
And Sharon thought he wanted to give us all lederhosen.
And lederhosen's very expensive.
It's like,
right?
like a cheap pair of lederhosen is like 90 euros. And so Sharon was like, oh, she got chicken poop on her and I get $100 pants. So we had to walk like half an hour to the next bus stop. And like we like are walking down the road for 1 minute and I look and just like there's chicken shit all over the palm of my hand.
And you had already washed your hands.
I had washed everything so thoroughly. I don't know where it came from.
natural, rejuvenating, organic, age-defying, biodegradable, skin miracle.
Feel like yourself again with bioactive nutrients in a nourishing cream. Use it on thighs, on necks, on hands for an instant glow. Maybe she is born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's chicken poop.
So the last day we were in Vienna, and this is when I want to come back to the whole party. Me, Maggie, American. Nicholas, Austrian. Liz, Colombian. Sharon, Indian, except for when he's Mexican. Afifa and Mirage, both from Bangladesh. So day starts off. We all go and do our different things. And Nicholas, Liz, and I go to like look at some like cool architecture things. A thing that's really important about Vienna is that Vienna has like a wild amount of public parks, but not like trees, like children's parks with like okay. jungle gyms. And all of the jungle gyms are different and they're all really cool. And so like throughout the week we had been going to jungle gyms, like not like on our like setting out our map. Actually, this sounds lovely. We had just been like, oh, like let's go to hang out in a park for a while. So we're walking back towards the tram stop and we see a little park, like a really small park, and we decide to go play on it. And it was one, you know, like the turf that's really bouncy. Mm-hmm. It had that nice bouncy turf. And it had like a rock wall kind of thing, but it was at such an angle that was made for children that like adults can run up it. Also, because there are so many parks in Vienna, like adults play in parks. Because like awesome. The thing is like, oh, like we're always young, like we can always have fun. It's really, really wonderful. So there's this like rock wall that you can really run up easily if you're an adult. So I run up the rock wall and I'm standing on top of the jungle gym. And remember, there's that bouncy floor. I'm talking to my friends who are both standing on the ground and I jump off the jungle gym. I land on the squishy floor. And I realize at that point that like my bladder was quite full because I pissed my pants. I just like let it go. And like, and I stopped as quick as I could, but like,
before or after your feet landed on the bouncy?
It was the thing where, like, my feet landed and, like...
The shock caused your bladder to release?
But, like, the rest of my body was ready. Like, my knees did what they were supposed to do. Like, my balance was good. It was just my bladder was like, why didn't you prepare us for this? And then I peed immediately. Eyes got really wide. And I looked at my friends and I said, I just peed. And so Nicholas taught me how to use, like, Vienna German to say, because I speak German very well. In Vienna, they speak a very different version of German. To use Vienna German to go into the bar right around the corner from this park and say, like, can I use your toilet? So I go in, do some cleaning up, and we were like, all right, we should go back and change my pants. But on the way out of the park, there's, like, it's like a cage that has a very small soccer field in it.
Cage?
Yeah, so it's a soccer field, but it's really small. There's, like, one like, 8-year-old. And he's, like, playing soccer by himself and, like, doing tricks and, like, dribbling. Like, what's like, when you juggle with soccer balls?
Isn't that dribbling?
No, dribbling is when you, like,
oh, you
move
kick it.
Through the field. Juggling with soccer balls, whatever that's called. Sports fanatics.
We are so good at sports terms.
Write us. Let us know. And I say write us because we don't have a Twitter. So please send us post mail.
We also don't have a mailing address. So just send your thoughts into the ether
just
and we'll get them.
Send it to the White House. So there's this one kid who's like juggling a soccer ball by himself. And we walk in and Nicholas is very charming. And so he's talking to this kid and he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I wasn't listening. And also it was German. So listening is hard. And then he asked the kid, like, do you want to play soccer with us? And there were three of us. It was me, Liz, Nicholas. And the 8-year-old, with more confidence than I have ever had in my life, looks at us and said, yeah, I'll play you three on a team against me.
Shit.
So we start playing. And then, like, more and more kids come. So at some point, it's the three of us And like we start then mixing up the team. So it's all three of us with a few kids versus only kids. At one point, like I lost part of my toenail, like a really vicious battle in the corner of this cage. Again, we're in a cage. There was like a really brilliant moment. Liz is very uncoordinated. And at one point, Liz is like dribbling the ball. Or like, no, she's not even. There's a ball in front of her and she starts going for it. And she had been sort of standing still the whole time. And we were like, yeah, she's playing sports. She starts running towards the ball. And then she trips. But like, I promise you, she tripped in slow motion. Anyway, she tripped in slow motion. Then she stops playing. So just me and Nicholas against like a bunch of 9-year-olds. And at one point, I have the ball. I'm dribbling it up. And again, like one of the 9-year-olds on the opposing team is this kid who was like, yeah, me against all you three adults. So I'm dribbling up towards this 9-year-old. The whole time we were there, he has said no English words.
Okay.
When we arrived, Nicholas asked, like, do you speak English? Because I speak German pretty well. Liz can understand some, but it's not great. And I don't think I've spoken much German to them because speaking to children is actually way more intimidating than speaking to adults. Because most adults have like tried to learn a language and been like, ah, oh, damn, this is hard.
Yeah.
Children are just like, why are you stupid? So I haven't talked much to this kid. I'm dribbling up to him. He's really short because he's 9. He looks at me while I'm dribbling and says, what's wrong, daddy?
I don't like that.
I immediately just like stopped and walked away. What do you say when a 9-year-old has, because it was calculated, right?
Yeah.
He hadn't spoken to me the whole time. He waited until I was coming to him.
Intimidation tactic.
And he was like, you know what's going to get her? What's wrong, daddy? I have so many follow-up questions. What porn is this 9-year-old watching?
So you lost at soccer.
I think we tied.
Oh.
But, like, that's not something to be proud of, right? Like, they were 9. Just for anyone who forgot, the whole time I was playing soccer with 9-year-olds, my pants were full of pee.
Oh, I forgot.
It wasn't just the same day. It was the same park. It was 20 feet away from where I had pissed myself.
Holy sh! I totally forgot.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
So then we're going to meet the rest of our party. So Sharon, Afifa, Mirage. And we decided we should go home and let me change my pants first.
Also, this is the second story in a row where your pants have been ruined.
Yeah, this was a really great week. It was a lot of me changing my pants. So go back, change pants. We're leaving and we like were hungry. And Nicholas was like had really designed this whole thing. This was his city and he wanted to show us all of his favorite things. And so we were like, cool, we're gonna get pizza. But the thing about having friends from South Asia is they just want to eat food from South Asia all the time. Like they'll go like somewhere else and be like, it's time to eat Indian food. And you're like, but we're like in Italy.
So basically like my dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. So Nicholas had this idea to go to this very cheap pizza place and Afifa, Sharon, Mirage. So 3 of the 6 of us are from South Asia. And one of them was like, but we saw a biryani place nearby. And we were like, but I don't want to spend. And then the 3 of them started chanting and banging on the table. And they were like, biryani, 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 biryani.
To be honest, I would have joined.
But the thing is, like, it was a week-long vacation. And you know the thing when you go on a week-long vacation where you're like, I can spend money on a couple of meals, but sometimes, yeah. Like, I need a $1 pizza. So it was like the end and I was like, I've already like, I'm starting to hit my limit on how much I can spend on food. Mm-hmm. So we went to the biryani place and it was kind of fancy. And we were like, Nicholas, Liz and I are all like very non-confrontational people. And we were all just like, I guess we're eating here. And then Charan, who had been chanting, like fists on the table chanting biryani, was like, I wanted pizza the whole time. Why are we here? And we were just like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he was like, yeah, I said like yesterday that I wanted cheap pizza. And we were like, then why did you chant biryani? Anyways, so then we ended up walking the full opposite direction to this pizza place where you video called me.
Oh.
This is this day.
Whoa.
Yeah. You didn't know you were going to come into this story, did you?
No, not at all.
So we do that, and then we suddenly realize that the whole group, we only have one key to our Airbnb, which is on like the fourth floor of a building. The whole group has different ideas about when they're going to be going to bed. Miraj and Afifa want to go to bed immediately. It's 10 p.m. on a Saturday on vacation. The rest of us, and they were like, yes, and we need the key to get back in, and then you can't get back in. There was like a huge debate. There was some real hatred generated. They go home.
Are we far enough that you can like walk them back and then go somewhere?
No, like it's like a pretty big city, and it's like they're in one place. We want to go in one direction. They want to go in a different direction.
Yeah.
It's like we went through the whole thing. Basically, like what we learned is don't go in a one room vacation with people with very different sleep schedules than you.
Yeah.
So they go home. The three of us, like, go out. It's a good time. Then Charan just, like, falls asleep on the table of a pizza restaurant. And then he was like, I gotta go to bed. So then he goes home. I think he called them and made them throw the key down. And then Nicholas, Liz, and I stay out. And we played this game of, like, who's more likely to? And, like, the one example I can remember. So Liz is a geologist. She loves rocks so much. She loves rocks so much. She loves rocks so much that for our road trip, Nicholas and I have specifically decided we're going to go to like a NASA center so that we can touch a space rock. Just so we can like call her and jealous. Be like, ha ha. Like we don't care about space rocks.
What if you pooped on the space rock?
I think Liz would never talk to me again.
I also think NASA would, like, arrest you.
Yeah, like, it feels like a bad call.
And put you in space prison.
I want to go to space prison. If there's a prison I'm going to, it's space prison. Okay, so we're playing this, like, Jacques game. And one of the questions is, who is most likely to be an alien? And, like, Nicholas and I both said Liz, and Liz said someone else, I don't remember. And she was like, why do you think I'm an alien? And I was like,
She loves rocks.
You love rocks.
Aliens would find rocks fascinating.
Right? They would be like, oh, I went to Earth, and look at all the rocks I found. The three of us are out. We come home. Nicholas is the person who will, if you have an early flight, like a 6 or 7 in the morning flight. 7 is too late. Sorry. A 3 to 4 for a normal person. For Nicholas, it's 6 to 7. When you have a 6 to 7 in the morning flight, he'll be like, oh, yeah, you shouldn't go to sleep. You should just stay up and catch the flight in the morning. And I am really easy to talk into shit. And the flight was because my dad and I were going to go to Greece for the week. And so I was supposed to meet my dad at the Vienna airport. We get back to the to our Airbnb, which was an Africa hostel. And Charan has fallen asleep and won't pick up the thing and the phone. And we have one key. I'm getting very mad. I'm saying very unkind words about him. So get in. I'm starting to pack my shit. And I realize that I have some pants that have a lot of pee on them. And my dad and I are going on a cruise and we're sharing a room. And the thing about a cruise is, or any tiny room, it's not great if for a week you're locked in a room with pants full of pee. There's no ventilation and pee smells for our listeners who have never peed.
You have access to a sink which you can wash your pee pants.
Yeah, that felt like a lot of work at the time. So instead I said, hey, to Nicholas and Liz, who are still awake, would one of you take my pants home? And I'll double wrap them in a plastic, like, grocery bag.
Oh, my God.
and like just give them to you and like do whatever you want. If they get back to me, they get back to me. If they don't, they don't. But like, I cannot bring these pants on this cruise. So Nicholas takes my pee pants. This is actually something I haven't told anyone before. So I get to the, I'm like still a little drunk. I have to take a train to go to the airport in Vienna. And I get to the airport. I get through all the security. I'm pretty proud of myself because I'm running on no sleep and a lot of alcohol. And I get to the gate where I'm supposed to meet my dad. And I walk up to him and he said, Maggie, why is your shirt open? And I was wearing a button-down shirt that I had just not bothered closing.
Oh, my God.
When I had changed clothes to go to the airplane. So for, like, 40 minutes, I'm just walking around with, like, tits out, belly out, everything.
You're like, this is great.
Yeah, I was like, no, I wasn't. I was like, I gotta get to the airport. And so holy I'm like, shit. Anna, I'm like hustling. And just like my my like button down shirt is open. That's not the end. So then I go on this cruise with my dad. It's really lovely. I come back to Germany. I don't see Nicholas for a few weeks. There's like a group party that we're supposed to go to. And we live really close. So we were like, okay, cool. I'll come to your apartment, meet you there. We'll move on. And I was like, oh yeah, can you also, can you give me my pants when I meet you? And he was like, yeah, no problem. I go to his apartment and he was like, here are your pants. They're very clean. And I was like, cool. And he was like, I have a confession. So it's been 3 weeks now. And my pants are sitting at the bottom of his luggage the whole time because he forgot that he had my pee pants. They're like, you know, double wrapped in a grocery bag. And I said, hey, can you give me my pee? I didn't ask him to wash my pants. I just said, can you give me my pants? And he gives them to me and he said, yeah, they're washed. Also, I forgot why I had them. So I got them out of the bottom of my luggage. And something overcame me, and I just put my face in your pants and sniffed.
What? What? Why?
3 week fermented pee pants.
Why?
He whole face smelled.
Why? Does he smell all of his pants?
These are all questions you should ask when you meet him. Yeah.
Do you want to let our beautiful listeners know what the secret word is? Or not secret word, random word.
I like both. I like both.
They're secret and random.
Yeah. So the random word, Michelle just comes up with whatever word pops into her pretty little brain.
Is you saying I have a small brain?
No, I'm just saying your brain's really pretty. You have such a pretty brain.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I put chicken poop on it every morning.
It's rejuvenating. The chicken poop rejuvenated my brain.
And?
Chicken poop brains. What? Michelle's pretty little brain thinks of a word. And then I got a quick 2 seconds in which I'm allowed to come up with a story.
In your pretty little brain.
I would rather my brain be like charming.
Prince Charming brain.
My little Prince Charming brain. So Michelle's pretty little brain comes up with a word, and my Prince Charming little brain comes up with a story that is in some capacity related to said brain. And then I tell it. And then you,
dear listener, decide whether it's worthy of your little brain. Your puny little brain.
And if your puny little brain, your puny little dumb listener brain decides it's not worth your time, then you never listen to us again. It'll have a big impact on our bottom line.
We have no bottom line.
I want to remind you that I'm sitting backwards on a toilet right now. So our bottom line is
toilets.
Very low.
The random word is going to be duck.
I had, at one point in my life, just the world's best backpack. And it was, I spent a summer, I studied Chinese for a summer in Beijing, and I happened past this weird store full of cutesy nonsense. And among the cutesy nonsense was a backpack that was, like, all yellow fabric and like a 3D plastic duck bill that was like 7 inches outside of the backpack. And I thought, this is for me. So I bought the backpack after like 2 weeks of deliberating, because I make choices very slowly. I bought the backpack, and then for like a year, it was my whole identity. I was living in Germany, and I was taking the subway into school, and I was late for school already, and I had a Rubik's Cube, which is how I entertained myself. And I got off the subway, and I'm still like playing with the Rubik's Cube. I'm on an escalator, and then halfway up the escalator, I realized that I left my backpack that also had my like school books in it on the train. And so I started running backwards down the escalator, which doesn't work. But then the train kept going and I lost the backpack.
Okay, do it 50% more.
Okay.
And then I think you're there.
Feel like yourself again.
Because I can make you softer, you know?
Okay. Feel like yourself again with bioactive nutrients in a nourishing cream.
Like you're a calm, confident woman.
I got it. I'm a calm, confident woman. This is like, for me, I really don't understand gender as a concept, but I do know that this is not my gender.